With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is going after Venezuela with both military and intelligence assets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela. And this past week, President Trump made the unusual acknowledgement that he authorized the CIA to carry out covert action in Venezuela. The aggressive actions are seen as a sharp escalation in U.S. efforts to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Trump advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges of sharing classified information. The Justice Department, a case, accuses him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says, as a former lawmaker, that he understands the importance of handling classified material with care.
When I think of what I had to go through, every time I got a classified briefing, and I got a lot of them, and how much I sweated trying to remember when I would do interviews, try not to, you know, reveal information that I had gotten when I was talking about subjects, just to stick to open source stuff.
Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Democrats are reportedly looking to oust Senator John Fetterman from the Senate in the next election.
Fetterman drew the ire of his party by blaming Democrats for the government shutdown. Quote, "I follow country, then party, and it's the wrong thing for the country." Fetterman also echoes a Republican point about those expiring Obamacare subsidies, reminding his own party they were already set to expire at the end of the year. Media reports now say top Democrats in Pennsylvania are maneuvering to run against Fetterman in a 2028 primary. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates or activists in Virginia are issuing a warning.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there is an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. About half the states, nearly all of which have majority Republican governments, have banned irreversible surgeries on children for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Striking Boeing workers are now open to negotiations.
Shares of Boeing rose 1% as the union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has agreed to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker starting Monday. The strike is now 3 months old. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents members who assemble fighter jets and munitions at Boeing's facilities in St. Louis. The announcement comes a day after the union filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against Boeing. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A new study of 2,000 U.S. singles says men are more interested in marriage than women. The study from DatingNews.com and the Kinsey Institute says over a quarter of men would rush to the move in timeline in a relationship, and nearly 19% would marry sooner. For women, 19% would move in faster, and 14% would marry sooner. You'll find more details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.